Afternoon Outliers. How y'all doing today? Happy April 22nd, year of our Lord, 2024. Just a quick heads up, Thursday and Friday this week, potentially may have to cancel the trading room. Thursday, my son's going on a field trip. He asked me to be a chaperone. So of course I'm going to go. Of course I'm going to be a chaperone. Supposed to be done about 45 minutes before this starts. So we'll see. If I don't make it, I'll let you know in the Discord. Friday, we have dentist appointments as well as appointments to get our TSA pre-check done. I assume that will be done by then, but just a possibility that I won't be back in time, but putting that out there. And then next Friday, my mom has a procedure she wants me to take her to and from. So I'm just going to not plan on doing that. We were planning to do a webinar next Friday, the 3rd. So if we do anything, it's going to be that webinar rather than the trading room, because her thing is 8 in the morning and we usually do the webinars at 8 in the morning. So going to have to bounce around with that. But a lot's going on the next couple of weeks. So just wanted to put that out there, let you guys know. Of course, my top priority is being here with the Outliers as well. Watch channel. Good afternoon. Glad to see you. All right. It's going to be a quick one today, honestly. I have a prediction on the market, and I just want to see how it plays out, because I think we are heading in the right direction. All right, welcome to the Outlier Trading Room. This is how to trade only 10 minutes a day and exactly how to take the guesswork out of trading. Now, like I say all the time, I'm a partner with Outlier, right? This is my style of trading. So if Outlier has something for you, by all means, go for it. Because Outlier delivers you new opportunities every single day. But I always like to put that out there and say, this is my style of trading. Now, with my style of trading, I like to trade with the market and let the market tell me which direction it's going. And it's very bearish right now, with the 10 under the 20, with price under the 50. So if we go up here to the SPY, we have the 10 period exponential is under the 20 period exponential. Price is under the 50 period exponential, right? And we do have a 10-50 cross right here. So this is very bearish, very bearish. I wouldn't be buying any stock right now. Now, as I had predicted and am not even in the least bit surprised by, we bounced exactly where I said we would. Exactly. Right? This order block was sitting there waiting to be filled. An order block is a giant institutional order waiting to be filled, right? It's an open order looking for price to come to it. And price came to it on Friday. Today's Monday. Big old bounce right out of that zone. How interesting is that? Now, this was my original prediction. I am going to make a slight modification and move this over to there. That'll be Monday. I think that is our trajectory. Less so much over here, more over here. I think we're going to have a solid quick bounce up, get people excited again. I don't think we'll have a 10-20 cross back up. I think we'll come back up to the 50 level because it should drift around right there. And then 50 could be overhead resistance. And then a close under this order block here is extremely bearish.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So that's what I think is about to happen. And like I say, I think it's going to bounce out of the order block, hit the bottom of the 50, and then go down. Now, I could be totally wrong, right? I could be 100% wrong. You have to have that mindset as a trader. Yeah, I'm trying something. This is my reading of the data. But at the same time, I could be 1,000% wrong. And that is why we keep our position sizes small, right? Even with the very best lay plans, even with the very best prediction out there, you could totally be wrong. Because of that, you have to keep your position size in check. Donna's here. Nathan is here. Good to see y'all. All right, let's go into the next step. So we see that it's bearish, right? And the next step is to grab today's buy and sell signals. Now, there's not many. There's not many at all. Taking a look here, we only have three on the bear list. Like I say, I'm not going long. I would only be looking to go short. So only three. Of those three, none of them are within their own downtrend indicator. None of them show a downtrend inside of Outlier. So we'll pull up WDC and I'll show you exactly what I mean. So the red area, that's our downtrend indicator. That's where I go short, right? A red signal inside of a red overlay is a shorting opportunity for the way that I trade. However, a sell signal inside of a green overlay, that's a go to cash kind of signal, right? Buy here, sell here. Buy here, sell here. That is the way that I have traded this and have seen, right? Going short when it is in an uptrend in general is a very, very difficult proposition. So won't be doing that today, that's for sure. Hey, Jean-Louis, good to see you. So because there's only three and none of them are within their own downtrends, I don't even need to go to the next step, right? I don't even need to go to the next step, which is running through them through a scanner, because they're not going to pass on the scanner anyway, because they're not in a downtrend. So that's what we got to keep in mind, right? In a solid trading plan, like what we go through every single day, there are days when nothing pulls through. That is why it's shaped this way. That's the exact reason why, right? We start with 500 stocks in market, weed it down to what's on the outlier data, weed it down even further by following with the trends. The objective is for the very best stocks to pop right out the bottom of the funnel. Now, of course, like I mentioned just a couple minutes ago, even if they're the very best stocks out there, you could absolutely still lose on the trade. And that is where proper position sizing comes in. So I don't have any trades to put on today. And the data somewhat reflects my opinion there, right? Not loading up shorts right here on this bounce, which is interesting. We got 988 on the bear list, 557 on the bull list. But I do think next couple days, maybe by next Monday, it's going to be on like Donkey Kong. Let's take a look at the weekly candles real quick. Look at that. Tell me that's not coincidence, right? That's not a coincidence right there that it bounces right on the 20-week moving average. It's just data. It's just data. People put their orders out there. And when the orders get filled, price goes the other direction. So that's going to be it for today. I told you it'd be a short one. I will see you right back here tomorrow. And we'll try again. Every day, show up with consistency and discipline following the plan. Have a fantastic afternoon. See you soon.